Okey, hari ini boleh dikatakan dalam sejarah di Astro Awani, di studio kami menyambut ketibaan hampir lebih kurang dalam 30 tetamu paling ramai di studio Astro Awani untuk program Agenda Awani hari ini. Okey. Alright, kenapa hari ini boleh dikatakan cukup ramai sekali dalam program Agenda Awani hari ini? Mereka merupakan, okey, saya takut silap ni kat sini, okey? Pasukan Sorak Malaysia, Team Malaysia Youth All Girl yang berjaya ke peringkat akhir dan dinobat sebagai pasukan keenam terbaik di dunia. Congratulations! Alright. Okey, hari ini, okey, saya bertuah sebenarnya. Bukan sahaja para peserta tetapi coach mereka juga. Apa kejayaan, bagaimana kejayaan di sebalik apa cerita yang di sebalik kejayaan pada yang mendapat tempat ke-6 di peringkat antarabangsa ini bersama dengan saya di studio, Candy, alright, coach Wazai selaku head coach, eh? Okay, dan juga Kailing, alright, okay. Saya nak start dengan Candy dululah. Maybe Candy boleh cerita sedikit berkenaan dengan tim ini dan juga berapa lama dah training dan sebagainya dari segi selection, nak memastikan bahawa mereka ini dapat ke peringkat antarabangsa at the same time top 10 in the world. Yeah. Mungkin Candy boleh share sikit.
Yep. Okay, tim ni sebenarnya sangat unik sebab first time kita buat Team Malaysia di mana kita buat open audition. Maksudnya semua these girls, diorang bukan daripada sekolah yang sama dan bukan pasukan yang sama. Okay. So diorang datang audition kalau diorang rasa diorang ada skill sebab kita masa kita panggil audition kita bagi skill list lah. Okay. You kena ada fulfill requirement. For example, dia ada tumbling skill, kena buat handspring, and then diorang rasa okay my age is between 12 years old to 15, and then ada skill diorang datang audition. So masa tu last year 2022. Masa tu I rasa September kot kita panggil audition, and then empat kali kita audition, satu bulan lebih lah, more than four weeks, and then memang ramai yang datang, about 80 girls, tapi kita pilih 28 girls je. So memang unique sebab they are the best. Sebab dia audition untuk masuk, and first time Team Malaysia kita hantar pergi ke ICU World Championship dekat Orlando. Okay. Actually last time pun pernah ada, but maybe small team lah. Yang ni team yang besar, and join Division Youth All Girl memang first time. So after audition kita train sampai this year punya April, maksudnya lebih kurang I think 7 months kot. Around 7 months lah, and training kita memang intensive, 4 times a week. And our hours 3 jam every training.
Okay.
So memang work hard lah this budak-budak ni, athlete-athlete.
Maybe Wazai head coach mungkin you boleh share sikit lah the intensity training tu macam mana, sebab I pernah tengok yang training for apa gymnast and everything, nampak very struggle, tapi ini the rotation, I mean the format pun lebih kurang hampir sama. You kena buat the exercise tu pun hampir sama. Maybe you boleh share sikit how the intensity training itulah.
We will do a lot the strength work. Okay. Strength work, yeah. Strength. We will do a lot of body conditioner, the strength work. And the standing, we carry the flyer. We do a lot the reps. Yeah, and then basket toss the flyer up. Yeah, catch flyer one. And then we will have a lot the tumblings, the flipping one, yeah. So these all the program is doing in the one training. So every time training also doing like that. Yeah, 3 to 4 hours.
Routine wajib lah.
Yeah. So every time we like do until like after 1 month maybe got improved, then we move on the next step like that. Okay. Yeah.
So dari segi you nak positionkan mereka ni sebab ada role masing-masing kan? So macam mana you nak positionkan mereka? I mean you tengok dari segi kebolehan, keupayaan mereka ke, atau bagaimana you nak menetapkan, okay, you jadi apa-apa-apa-apa. Maybe you boleh cerita sikit lah role mereka masing-masing kat dalam team ni. Yeah.
Saya ke?
Yes,
okay, okay. So, sebab our girls memang sangat agile. Ramai yang diorang training since macam 7 years old, 6 years old pun ada. Diorang start masa primary school. And many buat gymnastik juga. So diorang quite agile lah. Maksudnya, kalau the team perlukan diorang jadi flyer, dia boleh jadi flyer. Okay. Kalau team ni perlukan dia jadi base, dia boleh base juga. Okay. So yang coaches kita tetapkan, kita ikut kebolehan, and dia macam puzzle. Sebab 28 girls kan,
so you can mix
and match. You can mix and match. So maybe some of the girls diorang macam kecil kat primary school. Dia kecil di high school, di secondary school dia, sekolah menengah. Tapi dia datang kat sini, dia kena jadi flyer. So dia kena adapt lah. And coaches kita pilih based on macam flexibility, height. Kalau tinggi dia jadi backspot, kalau kuat jadi base. Macam itulah kita tetapkan.
Dari segi cabaran, sebab nak pergi international level ni bukan mudah, and you punya pesaing-pesaing pun bukan yang orang kata bukan yang calang-calang lah di peringkat antarabangsa tu. Betul. Boleh dikatakan antara tim yang terkemuka. Mungkin you boleh share dari segi cabaran, siapa pencabar-pencabar utama you, dan bagaimana you nak memastikan bahawa this team you committed untuk memastikan at least we go for top 10.
Okay, so I just share sedikit lah. When kita start this project, dia macam division ni, kategori ni, dia kira baru. Last year, 2022, first time ada kategori ni. Okay. Memang ada kategori lain untuk yang 15 to 18 years old, 18 and above. Tapi for 12 to 15 years old, memang first time. Okay. So, kalau kita nak prepare, kita nak tengok rutin tim-tim yang lain
previous
from
one,
previous. Ada, tapi I think about 8 teams just last year. Yang last year. So, kita nampak Japan, kita nampak ada New Zealand kot. Ada Korea, England. Sebab England first place last year. England first place last year.
Canada.
Canada second place. So, kita macam kita buat our study lah. Kita study diorang punya routine, tengok macam mana diorang boleh dapat top 3 macam tu. And then this year, kita tak tahu how many competitors kita ada. Kita pergi kita from kosong je. Kita tahu siapa yang nak compete. So cabaran tu, we just can prepare our goals. Kita tak boleh nak expect competitor buat apa. Langsung tak boleh expect. Kita tahu Japan is strong, memang dah tahu tu, but we can't do anything about that. Kita just boleh prepare the best that we can do. So masa kita pergi, I think cabaran sikit, even for the girls and for coaches pun kita ada a bit terkejut lah. Sebab team Australia pergi, team Japan, New Zealand, more than last year. And masa warm up, terkejut sikit dah. Masa warm up, you boleh nampak team yang lain warm up together. Jangan cakap the girls lah. Kita coaches pun macam, okay. And the thing is, kita tak boleh prepare beforehand. Sampai sana baru kita, Japan macam ni. Austria macam ni. So, one of the cabaran is that lah dari segi competitors. Itulah.
Okay. Sebab mereka ni sekolah, difahamkan sekolah lain-lain kan, dan kemudian nak memenuhi latihan 4 kali seminggu. Setiap kali latihan 3 jam, 4 jam ya tadi.
3 ke 4 jam
sekali latihan, 4 kali seminggu. Bagaimana you nak manage mereka ni? Susah tak? Maybe head coach Wazai boleh share sikit. You nak make sure that everyone boleh commit dengan timing, nak datang, everything. Pada masa sama kena sekolah juga ni, ada study juga apa semua.
Homework
ya?
Lagi,
homework lagi,
tuition
macam-macam.
But at first, we will like think, check about everyone, the school times. The latest one is when school is the time, when is the end. And then also based on our coaches schedule. We need to set coaches schedule first. Then everyone follow. So need to like convince all the parents like support this thing. So need to set compulsory lor. So parents support that everyone confirm can commit the training.
So dari segi maksudnya dari segi parents bagaimana, ibu bapa
Kalau untuk ibu bapa punya commitment, yang one good thing kita buat is at the start before audition kita dah bagi briefing dah. Kalau you nak join this team, you kena commit 4 times a week, you kena travel, you kena drive in the gym, semua tu you kena expect dah. So kita dah bagi briefing kat parents, you okay baru hantar anak you datang audition. Kalau you tak okay, please jangan, sebab yang susah you. Sebab you kena hantar your anak kan. So lepas the briefing, still ramai yang datang audition. So kita tahu these are the parents and children, athletes yang memang nak commit, memang nak go for this project lah. Memang nak pergi the Team Malaysia punya kat ICU ni. So, lepas dah ada satu agreement macam tu, senang kerja coaches. So, kita dah set schedule, athletes kena ikut lah. Tapi of course, school is priority. Kalau ada school exam, ada school punya timing, memang kita akan give and take.
Release
kita,
macam tu lah.
Kita boleh buat macam tu lah. Priority school.
Okay. selepas ni I nak interview seorang sebelum kita nak berhenti rehat. And kita lepas kita berehat nanti kita nak cerita pasal moving forward. Ini mungkin buat masa ni mungkin nombor 6. Mungkin ada target yang lain dan juga planning-planning yang lain. Itu kita akan cerita selepas ini. Okey, saya nak interview salah seorang yang hadir hari ini, salah seorang atlet, ID Helena. Alright, okey, Helena bersama dengan saya hari ini. Okey, Helena mungkin boleh you share sikitlah nama penuh, you sekolah mana, umur berapa. Okey.
So, nama saya ID Helena Rasuria. Okay. Saya dari Sekolah Sri Hatamas dan saya berumur 13 tahun.
Okey, 13 tahun. So, mungkin you boleh share your experience lah, join Team Malaysia untuk cheerleading, especially bila you dah pergi ke competition di peringkat antarabangsa kan. Maybe boleh share your experience.
Yeah. So, first kita pergi audition dulu. Memang banyak daripada sekolah lain. So, saya pun rasa macam, wow, banyaknya peminat-peminat yang nak pergi untuk ICU World Cheerleading Championships ni. So, lepas ICU masuk team, saya memang rasa berbangga dan gembira lah kerana coach-coach ini memilih saya untuk represent Malaysia untuk competition ini. Dan saya pun rasa macam mereka ni welcome saya dalam team dan saya memang gembira lah untuk diorang. Masa kita competing tu, Alhamdulillah dapat tempat ke-6. Semua orang punya hard work paid off, you know, sekolah dengan semua, tuition dengan semua. Dan I also want to thank my parents lah for sending me to all the competitions and supporting me no matter what.
In terms of challenges lah, apa cabaran you sepanjang training, lepas tu bila you pergi peringkat antarabangsa, coach tadi cakap bila nampak competitor dari negara lain pun dah rasa macam boleh ke tak boleh kan. So you pula macam mana, apa you rasa cabaran ni?
Saya rasa takut lah bila nampak dia orang training, memang power, memang wow, nampak dia orang memang macam tu lah. So nampak dia orang training, saya pun berasa semangat dan saya pun macam okay guys, you got this, kita boleh semua.
Okay, selepas ini what's your plan? Macam you lah, you adakah, what's your goal dekat dalam Team Malaysia ni?
Goal saya untuk join more cheerleading competitions dan influence other young cheerleaders untuk join team ni dan show their full potential what they can do.
Okay, alright, okay Helena, thank you so much. Okay, congratulations. Okay, kita nak berhenti rehat seketika. Selepas ini saya nak interview beberapa lagi, ramai lagi yang hadir hari ini di studio kita. Paling ramai dalam sejarah Astro Awani di Bukit Jalil ini. Okay, agenda awal ni kita nak berhenti rehat seketika, bersambung selepas ini. Baik, bertemu kembali dalam agenda Awani. Kami bersiaran secara eksklusif hari ini bersama dengan pasukan sorak Malaysia, Team Malaysia Youth All Girls yang berjaya ke peringkat akhir dan dinobat sebagai pasukan ke-6 terbaik dunia. Okey, masih lagi bersama dengan saya, Coach Candy. Maybe you boleh share sikitlah in terms of character development. Bagaimana sukan ini mampu meningkatkan kualiti dari segi karakter, dari segi disiplinnya dan juga macam-macam lagi. Mungkin you boleh share, Candy.
Okay, so for myself, I pun start daripada seorang atlet lah. Saya sendiri pun as an athlete masa I was 15-16, I dah start. So, I rasa cheerleading dia ada satu something yang sangat attractive untuk saya lah. And I rasa compared to other sports sebab dia ada elemen team. Okay. So macam dia ada elemen yang of course sangat physical. For example, the angkat flyer, okay, buat tumbling, semua tu. Tapi yang sangat unik, dia ada team sport. So maksudnya, satu stand group, dia ada 4 atau 5 orang. Dia kena work together, okay, to make it happen. Okay, and you have to take care of the flyer, you have to take care of each other, you kena jaga hati. And then, as a team besar, macam kita 28 orang, you kena belajar how to communicate. So, I rasa untuk cheerleading, dia bukan saja sport yang physical. Dia sangat, memerlukan atlet-atlet. Dia kena belajar how to communicate and have teamwork. And within the group, sure ada someone, dia akan jadi leader. So, from there, kalau the athlete ada personality macam tu, dia akan dapat train her leadership. Even within the stunt group, even 4-5 orang pun, sure ada satu yang macam dia lagi berani nak cakap, dia lagi berani nak, can you straighten your legs? Oh, okay, can you like, you know, use your legs, deep semua tu, sure dia akan dapat belajar how to mengasuhkan, okay, her leadership lah. And kalau untuk atletik yang umur lagi kecil, 7 to 12 years old, they still get to learn it. Lagi bagus sebab diorang start early. Start early, belajar macam mana communicate cara yang baik, cakap baik-baik and bukan marah-marah. So, and besides that, kalau diorang nak masuk competitive, macam level diorang yang masuk competitive, dia kena sangat-sangat disiplin. So, kalau training start pukul 8, you kena bangun pukul 6.30. So, you still have to go for it. Kalau you penat pun, you need to come for training because this is a team sport. Kalau you tak datang, you akan affect semua orang. Kalau individual sport, okey lah, penat, maybe lah. Okey, dia akan rasa, okey, I will replace esok. Esok, I can train lagi hard. Tapi team sport tak. Kalau you dah schedule, hari ni kena training 4 jam, you kena datang juga. So, memang push atlet-atlet kita, dia akan ada discipline, akan determination lah. So, I rasa cheerleading this sport memang boleh help untuk budak-budak apa tu like their character development. As an athlete, as a teenager, memang bagus.
Okay, itu cerita coach. Jadi saya nak tanya ketua pasukan Farah Naimah. Okay, Farah Naimah bersama dengan saya hari ini. Okay, Farah Naimah, mungkin you boleh share sebagai ketua pasukan, mungkin you boleh introduce yourself dululah, and juga mungkin you boleh ceritakan dari segi pengalaman you training dan juga apa antara cabaran lah sepanjang you training ni.
Hi, nama saya Farah Naimah. Saya daripada sekolah SMK Sri Hartamas and I am the captain of this team. So pengalaman saya, it's been a really great experience to be here and I'm very grateful that I was chosen to be one of the captains for this team. And yeah.
In terms of challenges, you nak manage your time, especially you are the class. You umur berapa tadi?
Sorry. 15.
15. Okay. And then you ada kelas juga, and then you nak kena training, you nak kena ada kan ada tuition and everything. Maybe you boleh share in terms of time management and pentingnya disiplin dalam sukan ni. Yes.
So what I've learned is that time management sangat-sangat penting. For me, like balik sekolah tu terus buat homework, lepas tu makan, mandi semua tu, solat, and then lepas tu dah kena start pergi training. And then yeah, that's about it. For like tuition wise,
okay. Kadang-kadang lah.
Kadang-kadang ada pergi, kadang-kadang tak ada pergi. Yeah,
macam but tu. Of course you kena make sure maintain your academic dan juga aktiviti sukan pun of course you kena
betul.
Maintain. Okay, alright. I nak tanya Ashanur. Okay, mana Ashanur? Hi Ashanur. Okay, Ashanur, maybe you can introduce yourself. Umur berapa? Sekolah mana?
My name is Ashanur Koyum. Tahun ni saya berumur 14 tahun dan saya dari sekolah SMK Perempuan Sri Aman di Petaling Jaya.
Okay, so kenapa you pilih untuk join cheerleading team ni? Kenapa? Sebab you ada background, you pernah train gymnast ke? Sebab tadi coach cakap ada certain yang dah memang ada background in gymnastic, everything. Maybe you boleh share kenapa you nak join team Malaysia ni? Yeah.
So like before I joined cheerleading, I was a rhythmic gymnast. Okay. And I stopped rhythmic gymnast because I don't know, I feel like I want to try another sport. So when I found cheerleading, it was like really cool sebab nanti boleh pusing-pusing, lepas tu ada campak-campak lah kan macam tu. So it really intrigue lah.
So maybe you boleh share your time management. Tadi I dah tanya captain, maybe you macam mana you manage your time in terms of class and juga training dan sebagainya. Yes.
I go to morning school. So after school, kalau tak ada stay back, I will do my homework and maybe prepare myself the things that I need to do. And then kalau nak study pun, can do on the days yang tak ada training ke. And then kalau Saturday, Sunday yang tak ada training, I can rest.
Okay, alright. So your goals lah dalam sukan cheerleading ni. Okay, what's your goals?
My goal? My goal.
Yeah. Okay. Want to win a goal?
okay. Yeah, my goal is actually to like for the next maybe the next competition for international level, maybe we can go like champion.
Okay, alright, yes, okay. So itu yang kita nak very optimist untuk menang. Okay, I nak tanya seorang lagi, Chu Yishan, Yishan. Okay, okay, Yishan. Maybe you boleh introduce yourself dan juga you dari sekolah mana, umur berapa dan juga cabaran you dalam nak pergi competition peringkat international ni bukan mudah kan? So maybe you boleh share lah in terms of challenges. Yep.
Hi, my name is Chu Yishan. I'm 15 and I'm from Sri Kuala Lumpur International School. So competing international level, definitely not easy. The training was really intense. I get really tired very easily. My teammates know all of that. Like after completing one routine, I would like be almost dying.
So but it worth?
It's worth it. It's worth it. We have to complete the numbers so that by competition we be able to hit our stunts. And I'm glad that in competition we successfully did so. One of the challenges of course, like I had to manage my time. It was very difficult for me. I would come back home late and I had to finish my homework, I had to study. And for tuition, I had to cut down a lot of my tuition. I was very upset about that because I feel like I'm a top student in my school, so I intend to keep it that way. Cool. So I felt like cutting down tuition was not easy because I had to do it all alone now. Mm-hmm. But I'm very proud of my team, my teammates for being able to complete our routine really nice in competition. Considering this our first time sending out a team, that our category, we didn't know what to expect, but we ended up getting a decent result.
Okay. But after all, it's worth it, right? So everything that you've sacrificed and of course dia berbaloi lah untuk setiap apa masa dan juga peluang yang diberikan. Okay, alright. Okay, Shen, thank you so much. Okay, I nak jemput balik lah all the coaches dengan I dekat depan ni sebelum kita nak mengakhiri. Okay, sekali dengan Candy. Sekali together untuk moving forward lah, menuju ke hadapan. What's your plan? Apa yang you plan untuk mereka dan juga mungkin ada team-team yang lain di bawah kendalian you?
Bukan under kendalian saya for personal reason. Tapi under our association. Our association is Cheerleading Association and Register of Malaysia. Okay. Memang official registered dengan PJS lah. So under our association, next project kita ada Team Malaysia Junior Coed. Kita nak join November pergi Asian Indoors and Martial Arts Games. Okay. So quite a big event lah. So hantar in November. Age group dia 15 hingga 18. So tadi I think I maybe ada mention cakap actually Team Malaysia punya age group dia ada banyak. Yeah. Dia ada 18 and above, dia ada 15 to 18 and this one is the youngest lah, 12 to 15. So besides the Thailand team, the Asian Indoor and Martial Arts, they akan happen in Bangkok, Thailand in November. So after that, kita still akan pergi US next year. Okay. So Orlando kita still pergi 2024 April. Dates I tak ingat sangat dah, tapi April lah. And this time kita sangat beria-ya and ambitious, kita hantar dua team.
Okay.
So team Youth Orgo Median, same division. And then one more kita akan hantar is Coed Elite. Coed Elite tu maksudnya dia level 5. Coed maksudnya dia ada lelaki, ada perempuan. And age group dia lagi besar. Maksudnya I think 16 and above boleh join dah. So open audition juga. So projek ni kita dah start sebenarnya. Coed Elite start preparing since last year dah.
Okay.
Last year. Okay, dah start memang prepare. Tapi untuk Youth Orgo untuk next year, I hope ramai yang kat sini kalau age diorang boleh, they qualify, I hope semua pergi audition lah. So even if diorang sekarang ni kat Team Malaysia, tak semestinya masuk for 2024 punya team. So semua kena re-audition, kena re-commit. And this year lagi unik sebab kita start early. Last year kita start September. This year, June kita dah start dah. Sebab kita dah tengok, nampak, Japan, Australia, all the really strong. Because before this tak nampak, okay lah September lah. Okay. Sekarang dah nampak lah, okay June start. Okay. So kita akan start awal and that's our plan moving forward lah.
Okay, all the best. So sudah tentu ini merupakan peluang yang baik, bukan sahaja untuk mengasah bakat tetapi juga untuk memastikan character development dan juga disiplin yang paling penting. Time management, banyak yang memastikan bahawa waktu untuk belajar, waktu untuk training dan sebagainya itu mencukupi. Okay. Dan sekali lagi kita ucapkan tahniah kepada pasukan Sorak Malaysia, Team Malaysia Youth All Girls yang berjaya ke peringkat akhir dan juga dinobat sebagai pasukan ke-6 terbaik dunia. Thank you. Terima kasih datang ke Astro Awani and congratulations again. Alright. Okay. So sekian saja agenda Awani untuk waktu ini. Saya Haris Ashraf Hasnan. Assalamualaikum dan salam hormat.